Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My 20th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's Thanksgiving Day in America. Or wherever you are on planet Earth, if you're an American, I know you're celebrating Thanksgiving, and if you're not American, celebrate with us. It's Thanksgiving. What could be wrong with celebrating Thanksgiving, right? Nothing bad could come from celebrating Thanksgiving. And somebody I think agrees with me about that is our good friend Tamar Jacoby. I haven't checked with her exactly on this one, but I think I'm pretty safe in saying that Tamar would agree with me. Tamar, as you know, folks, is our top immigration expert in the Brain Trust. She's the president of Immigration Works USA, the author of Someone Else's House, also Reinventing the Melting Pot. And nobody knows more about immigration policy and perspectives than our good friend Tamar. Tamar, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. And I'm sorry, I'm having a little phone trouble, so I'm sorry I'm a minute late, and I'm sorry if I sound a little distant.
You're good. We'll work it out. We're just glad you're here. You always sound good. So tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, and we celebrate the history of an event that happened 395 years ago, the celebration mm-hmm. by the Mayflower survivors in the area of Plymouth, Massachusetts, and we continue to celebrate that after all these years. But those folks, were they immigrants or were they settlers? What would we call them?
Well, I mean,
to the Indians, they were immigrants, right?
The Indians, they were immigrants. Fair enough. I mean, you know, you can define these things many different ways. We usually think of immigrants as coming to a place where there is, they're foreigners coming to a nation where there already is an existing nation.
Where there are borders that people, somebody's defining or something.
Yeah. So from the Indians' point of view, sure, they were immigrants. The settlers didn't think of the immigrants as having a nation, so they didn't think of themselves as immigrants.
How should we feel? Manifest destiny was a term that was used for taking over the North America. How should, you know, we don't talk much about what it took to make that happen, do we? As we talk about it being a nation of immigrants, and we do that as if we had a right to do all that, as if we had a right to settle this country. What do you think?
Well, of course, there is a world of people today in America who do think about it that way. I'm sometimes skeptical when they do. You know, people who think Christopher Columbus was a villain and you know, a conqueror. I mean, I tend not to view it in that light because of the values that they brought and the nation they created. But sure, from some Indians' point of view, it is not, or many Indians' point of view, I suppose, it is not a very good development.
Well, you know, a lot of what we do, what we've done in history, has been done in the name of progress, has been mm-hmm. done in the name of adventure, has been done in the name of business, and has been done in the name of religion, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I also think about the settling of the Polynesian islands. And, yeah. You know, that was done partly for trade and partly for religion. And a lot of good has come from the settling and the development of the United States. The world is a better place because of the United States of America, but it came with a cost to a lot of people, didn't it?
Absolutely. And Indians, Native Americans, first and foremost. I mean, they obviously paid African Americans paid a big price. I mean, they weren't here before the settlers got here, but they eventually paid a big price. But it's, you know, been somewhat rectified now. And, it's, you know, for many African Americans, it's a pretty good place to wait to be born. You know, you could argue better than some places in Africa. But for Native Americans, you know, it didn't work out. Very few, it's worked out well for very few Native Americans.
Right.
And, you know, we're treading on delicate ground here. There are a lot of people who would find this conversation, you know, far from politically correct, right?
But, no, exactly. But I think if we're going to have on Thanksgiving Day when we're celebrating what we're thankful for, and I'm celebrating Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
but I think it is appropriate. I mean, America is the greatest country of all time, but not without our warts. And I think if we're going to be honest, we have to be honest about all the things that have happened.
Yeah, fair enough. Absolutely, I appreciate it and share that view. I agree with that.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. We're going to talk some more. I'm going to get her to talk a little bit about the immigration situation right now with the new administration-elect coming up and all the hysteria, a lot of the hysteria that's around all that. Quick break. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.